Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
You have searched me, you have known me, you're acquainted with my ways. You have laid your hand upon me, heard my thoughts from far away. In the night time or the light, I'm just as visible to you. How marvelous this knowledge is, and search me, O God. How precious are your thoughts toward me, how great is the sum of them. In your book were the days you had for me, when as yet there was none of them. I will praise the one to whom I've prayed. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, O God, know my anxiety. See if there be search me, O God.
When I see my brother stumble and all his dreams crumble, let me be there for I too fail. And when I see his heart breaking from a wrong turn, let me be there, for I remember well. I want to spend my life mending broken people. I want to spend my life removing pain. Lord, let my words heal a heart that hurts. I want to spend my life mending broken people. When I see a life that's broken, Lord, give me words that should be spoken, for I well remember the pain. And when I see teardrops falling, Lord, remind me my calling, help me restore their faith in you. I want to spend my life mending broken people. I want to spend my heart that hurts. I want to spend my life mending broken people. I want to spend my life mending broken
God.
church, he's coming back someday to take us home with him to stay, where his glory forever we will share. And when that first trumpet sounds, we will all be glory bound. Up there we'll live forevermore. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon a tree. By his stripes we are healed, and by his blood we are sealed. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb, hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain upon a tree. By his stripes we are healed, and by his blood we are sealed. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. By his stripes we are healed, and by his blood we are sealed. Oh, hallelujah to the
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
When with the Savior we enter the glory, then won't it be wonderful there? And in the troubles and cares of the story, then won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? To bear, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? The supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless eternal one, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Ooh, it will be wonderful there.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea soul. Satan should buffet, though trials should come. Let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well, with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin not impart, but the whole is nailed to his cross, and I pay. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the face shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound,
the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of wood. To see the pain written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of sin, every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning your blood-stained brow. This the power of the cross. Became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath we stand forgiven at the cross. Now the daylight flees, now the ground beneath as its maker bows his head. Curtain torn in two, dead or raised to life, finish the victory cry. This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame, bore the wrath, we stand forgiven at the cross. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds, for through your suffering I am free. Death is crushed to death, life is mine to live, won through your selfless love. This the power
for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin thy double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy lost demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, these for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for rest. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Late Night Desk Agent. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Some years ago, I was on a flight that was delayed to the point that it would arrive after 2 a.m. I knew that it would mean that the car rental and other ground transportation desks would be long closed by the time I reached my destination. It was before the days of onboard internet, so there was no way to alert anybody that I would be arriving in the middle of the night. And I had an important appointment first thing in the morning. When the plane landed, I made my way to the car rental counters, knowing that my only real option was to wait until 5 or 6 o'clock until something opened. I figured I would be spending the night on the floor in the airport. When I arrived in the ground transportation area, however, I was surprised to find a light on at one of the car rental counters. I believe it was National. To my surprise, there was a woman standing behind the counter. When I approached her, she stated very matter-of-factly, "Ah, you are a minister who needs a car. The Lord told me to stay open until you arrive. I've got your vehicle ready for you." She said it casually, as if this sort of thing happened to her every day. I, on the other hand, was left to marvel at God's provision in the middle of the night and spent the next hour's drive repenting of the anxiety I had been allowing myself while travelling to the airport. A reflection associated with this story comes from Ministry of Healing, page 481. "The faithful discharge of today's duties is the best preparation for tomorrow's trials. Do not gather together all tomorrow's liabilities and cares and add them to the burden of today. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Matthew 6:34. This story, Late Night Desk Agent, was written by Sean Boonstra, the speaker director for Voice of Prophecy. The Voice of Prophecy exists to proclaim the everlasting gospel of Christ, leading people to accept Jesus as their Savior and nurturing them in preparation for His soon return. You can read details on the website vop.com.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Today I would like to share another psalm of David with you, Psalm 144. And it is a psalm in praise of God's preserving care. "May the Lord, who is my rock, be blessed. He shows me how to fight my battles and gets me ready for the war. He is my loving God, the one I trust. He is my high tower, the one who delivers me. He is also my protector, to whom I can flee, the one who subjugates those who oppose me. Lord, what are mere humans, that you take any notice of them? And what is the human race, that you even consider them? They are like a breath breathed out, as we pass through life like a shadow. Come through the doorway of the heavens, O Lord. Come down and stand on the mountains which you shall set on fire. Flash forth your lightning and scatter my enemies. Shoot the arrows of your wrath and consume them. Reach down from above and rescue me. Lift me out of the surging waters and from the hand of the invader. For they speak worthless words and deal every day in falsehoods. I have written a new song for you, O God. I will play it on the 10-stringed lyre to praise your name. for you are the one who delivers the king, who delivers your servant David from the power of the sword. Rescue me now, O Lord. Pluck me out of the hand of the invaders, for they speak arrogant words against me, and all they say is a pack of lies. May our sons be as choice plants as they grow to manhood, and may our daughters be as beautifully formed pillars, moulded in palatial style. May our storehouses be full from crops, so they may be full of food for the needy, that our sheep may multiply in the thousands, even tens of thousands, as they spread out over our fields. May our oxen always be seen with a full load. May our walls not be broken down, so there will be no cry of anguish in our streets. Happy are the people who live like this, and happy are the people whose God is the Lord.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.